You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The weather conditions might have put a damper on the first day of the state fair in Syracuse. However, fairgoers still seem to be finding their own fun, mainly inside. WAER's John Smith reports.
It was clear from the get-go this morning that the rain did put a damper on the first day of the state fair. The midway practically empty. Some people underneath tents, much of the rides at a virtual standstill. Made it feel as though, was this the opening day or not?
We saw the butter sculpture. That's always one of our favorites. And also getting the 25-cent milk. Can't pass up chocolate milk.
We talked to our pack goat showing friends. Pack goat program, they have to carry a pack on the back of the goat with like stuff you would go hiking in. They do like an obstacle course with them, and they also do showmanship with them, which is like how well you can show your animal.
And Governor Cuomo was there to make this announcement on Governor's Day.
We partnered with Amtrak. You can get on an Amtrak train from Albany or from Buffalo. It's a beautiful ride, taste of New York products on the way. And if you pay for the Amtrak train, which you have to pay, otherwise you don't get on, you get free admission to the fair. So I'm here on free admission today, and I'm loving it.
A big change this year is that Central Park and Ride buses won't drop you off at the main gate. However, you can park in the orange lot and still take a shuttle to the main gate. Troopers remind fairgoers walking into the main gate, you should never walk in the traffic circle, even if it appears to be clear. That's what the sidewalk is for.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.